My message this morning is press toward the goal. Press toward the goal. Turn with me in the book of Philippians chapter 14. Maybe read together on the screen here. I pressed towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, teach us today how to press toward the goal. Lord, help us to be focused, because we live in this life with so much distraction. Help us to be focused now, Lord. Give me the word to say, and touch the coal from the altar into my lips that clean away from all my iniquity, and give me the word to say to thy people this morning. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Press toward the goal. How many people are watching the Winter Olympic? Yeah? You like it? You enjoy it? Wow. It's so exciting when I watch the Olympics, and I can imagine so much effort they put into so many years of training. So many effort into that. And only one last moment is the highlight. Either they make it or not. No mistake. You cannot make any mistake. You just want to end of just a little bit far away to get a gold medal. That's it. And so to them, to all those people who are involved in the Olympics, that's all their mind is. They sleep, they eat, they meditate that gold medal. I'm wondering, as a Christian, do we focus in our race? It's a challenge. You know, those people involved in the Winter Olympics, it's a lot of painful situation. And they have to be very strong, have a strong mind. Matter of fact, a few incident happened at the Winter Olympics is accident. People have accident. Norwegian snowboard and broke his collarbone. Collarbone when they are, don't go down in a slope in training. Canadians skier fractured her jaw. Her name is Zuki Zubora. She broke her jaw by sea land, and her knee right here in the jaw just broke her jaw. You see how those dangerous? And they can continue. The American ski Heidi Close broke the bone of her thigh as she landed, broke her knee and her ligament. Can you feel that? Other teenager American skier, Midget Volson, and Australian snowboard, they crashed in each other as they practice. They couldn't make it. I mean, they just are a way to get on the real practice, get gold medal, and here they practice, they couldn't make it. Adrian Kerner, that forced out of Olympics after suffering injury, crashed upon the slope course. Why Japan's Miki pulled out of the mogul after training, and they have a crash. Ski jumper, Russian Mikhail, taken to the hospital after breaking the rib fall in that event. There's a news this morning that there's a lady, either downhill ski or something like that, and she fall and she break a couple of her spine. And now in the hospital, I don't know if she can make it or not. Now, I wonder, are they know that they are into a dangerous sport? Yes. But they have a goal in mind. They want not only to win the gold medal, but they want to win something for the country. Now, you have something to win for your country? Your heavenly country? We are on the race, believe it or not. So I want to start with this. I want to share with you, how can we enter in this? Number one, in order to get in the race, you have to start. The start is number one thing. Now, how do you start in the Christian race? How do you start on the get into training in the Olympics? Now, a little kid, when they were young, they watching these Olympics, you know, every 4 years, every 2 years. And they set their mind who are the hero. And they focus on that, and they keep watching it and watching it, and they want to enroll into those class, of course, to be trained. They really want to train to enter Olympics. They set their mind, and they forget everything. Some of the kids, they forget about the school. Nothing's important. No job, no nothing. I want to focus how to enter the Olympics. They have a role model. They have a hero that they focus on. Now, as a Christian, we have heroes. Don't you know that? Hebrews chapter 11. Who's here? You know the Hall of Fame? Hebrews chapter 11. You don't have to turn that, but you know from Abel to Enoch to Noah to Moses and all of them. Who is your hero? You know, my favorite is Daniel. John the Baptist. Elijah, everyone have a hero. See, when you saw the hero, you want to enter into the race, right? I want to be like that. I want something in my life. Change this world. And so we need to start. And so all of you sitting in this church here, you come to know Jesus Christ one way or another, and you are about to enter this race. This very important race. Now, it's not a race you start one day and you're off another day. No. If you ask any trainer, they train every single day. If you miss one day, you're out. You understand about that? So you can't party at night. You know, you cannot. You got to focus. You have to focus. And so when we are the Christian, we should even have more focus than the Olympian. You know, those races. They have to focus. How about we? Do we need to focus? And so you and I started the race. Now it's tough. As I share with you, so many people got an accident, and some of them couldn't make it. It destroyed their dream. But they still press toward the goal. Do you once press toward the goal? Now, in the Christian walk, I'm telling you, the race we enter, we're going to have a lot of bruise. We're going to have face a lot. There's no such race as no hard working. No such race that you fall and you're not picking yourself up and keep running. Now, I saw the ice skater. They jump up and make the swing and they couldn't make it. They land on and somehow the feet is not on the ice correctly. They just fall flat on the ground and guess what? They lie down there? No. They pick themselves up and continue. How many times of us, when we fall down, are we going to pick themselves up and continue? Now, I want to help you with some of the Bible texts here and then help us to focus here. First of all, I want to give you some hope here, just like the people who want to go into the Olympics. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 say, "He who have begun a good work in you will complete it unto when?" The day of Jesus Christ. If God really helped you to start, get on this race, He will help you to be finished. We will finish. Now, I know some of you probably feel it's too long of the race. But God, see, He promised He will start the good work in you. He will continue. If you're faithful with Him, He will walk with you. He will bless you. And He will help you to finish. Now, the question is, do you really want to finish the race? Do you want to cross the finish line? Do you? How much do you want it? How much? Now, this is what Paul said. Paul said to Corinthian church, chapter 10. Corinthian church, chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and the text I'm looking at, that he have started this race, and he will help you to finish. I'm sorry, I just lost my... Here. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run... Everyone will run for the race, right? You and I will run the race. But one received the prize. Only one. What does that mean to you? You better run faster than someone else. You got to run. You got to give all your best. I mean, when you start training, you say, give, the coach said, give your best, give your best. I said, I give my best. No, you got to give it. You got to give all of it. Just like you could never make it more. That means you got to get it. That's it. Even though you're going to die, you got to get it. Do you have that determination? That's what Paul said. You know, if you want to run on a Christian track right here, you got to run to get the prize. Only one prize, and you have to race it in all your heart. Give all you have. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. You got to give it all. Or we give it all to Jesus. Run such a way that you may obtain it. That's what Paul said. And so we start with this. Now we're on the track. All these people who enter Olympic, they practice for many years. Many years. I'm wondering, how do they practice? Now many thousand people enter, as only a few people make the Olympics, right? To run for their country. First of all, I have to focus. They really have to focus. Two things, they have to focus mentally. They have to look for that goal. They look for the country. They look for it. They sleep and eat every single day to think about that goal. For us as a Christian, we focus on the goal where Jesus Christ, that's where our goal. Press toward the mark, press toward the goal where Jesus Christ is waiting at the finish line. Come on, I'm helping you here. Another step, another race. Push toward. Now, mentally is very important, because today people in on the training, they start to lose the focus. The difference between a winner and a loser is focus. It's not how much strength you have. You have strength because you put focus in that. Now, everyone have friends. I give you an example. The people running this race, you know, some of you probably baptized many years ago. Right? Some people just baptize. Some people just know the word of God, and you just join in the race. Now, sad, some of people run, either run still, never get anywhere. I mean, they never spend more time in reading the Bible than last year. They never pray more than before. They never put more effort in witnessing. Matter of fact, some of them are slowing down, going backward. People don't go run toward forward, they run backward. Do you see that? You see some Christian explain people running backward. You run the wrong way, buddy. Turn around, run it, run toward the goal. Where are you going? You go toward the world. You got to head toward Jesus. And so many people today lost the focus. I'm going to read the text here for you. Here's people are losing the focus, and they lost the goal. And they ask God, why are we lose our enthusiasm when we try to enter the race? And here Paul say this. Come with me as he tried to teach Timothy here. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Instead of people focusing on Jesus Christ, they focus into the world. Instead of focus on the word of the Bible, instead of focus on the word, talk about the Bible and make comment about the Bible. And so this is what the Paul say to Timothy. You got to run. For 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, say, they will turn their ear, the people in the race, away from the truth and be turned aside to fable. Today, people has started with a Christian walk, and they start to hear some other sermon, hear what other word comment about the Bible. They start to turn away their story instead of turn to the Word of God. Why? But you are watching all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist for ministry. You got to focus, do that work, because people want to hear something itching the ear. They want to hear something gratification to them. So you don't have to keep the commandment anymore. It's too hard. God didn't require that. That's what people say. People have the Bible, but rather listen to it somewhere, interpret the Bible for them. It's dangerous ground you've laid your soul upon someone else. Read your Bible for yourself. This is what Paul said. We in the race, and we are starting to go off. We, because science is so wonderful, we live in the new technology, we have focus on that. I'm not sure the Bible is true anymore. People start focused somewhere else. I'm telling you, Satan caused so much distraction that you lose your focus. Just imagine the ice skater. If they jump up and they focus, if they just hear a crowd, if they just distract a little bit, they're going to fall right away. Just you and I in the Christian run race, you will fall if you don't focus. So much distraction on the sideline. The people who practice for this Winter Olympic, I'm sure they have friends who practice with them. Other ones have friends outside of the race. But when you have a friend with someone who practices every day, it's help you to have momentum to practice. Mingle with a Christian to help you have a closer walk with God. Now, when someone has, hey, you know what? You've been practicing all year long. You even take one day off. Come on, tonight, go to the bar with me. Have a little drink. Relax. Tomorrow the race. Why do you have to be so stressful? Go out and have fun. Distraction everywhere. And so when they go out, as a Christian, go out and start to mingle with the world, and they start to do the thing with the world, and they start to lose focus on the race. How many people have lost? They thought they can go step off a little bit, maybe get a drink of water, you know, get back in the race. No, they go out, drink a little water, and instead of water, and become alcohol, and become alcohol, they become whiskey, whatever they drink. And guess what? They just lose on the race. They just forgot about it. And they start to wondering, the whole world say, wow, you wonder, why do you have the race? Don't worry. The race still there. The world not going to be in another 1,000 years. Why do you have to worry about the race? Go out and have a little fun. And so here is Satan going to give everything that you want. You want pride? You want knowledge? I give to you. And so the world gives you so much promising and you want to enter it. And Paul said, no, do not. So many people lose out of the track because they lost the focus. Now, so those of you who are less swayed on the left and the right because of the crowd, you know what? You can get back on the track. The people Olympic, when they make mistake, they don't focus on their mistake to get back on the feet. You got to get back on the feet. Now, Paul said that Paul said a very beautiful text, and I want to share with you those who you feel like you are lost, that you are too much temptation in the world. Turn with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 say, no temptation hath overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. In other words, there's no temptation. No one on the sideline can pull you away. Yes, they might pull you out a little bit. You can come back. God will give you power. All these trainers, they will go back and they make mistake. I mean, I shouldn't drink the night before. You know, I shared with you before, you know, you drink soda, it's the worst thing. It's worse than when you start to practice for training. Is shorting your breath. I don't believe in that, you know. And my coach said, do not do that. I did. I said, you know, just a little soda pop, what matter is that? But I remember the next day I ran in the race, I just lost my breath. It's sort of, I couldn't handle it. You see, it's so important that you do not let anything distract you. Now, for that, sugar and soda, get back to me to the next point. To be focused not mentally, but physically as well. Now, let me ask you, these trainers, they work. You think they watch out what food they eat? You bet. They don't eat junk food. They don't let temptation come. No, I'm telling you, because if they make mistake, you know, if you have a beefsteak the night before, gain 2 pounds, guess what? When you jump and you try to run around, you couldn't make it, and you fall off and you're going to roll off those hills. I'm telling you, no, you got to keep your weight, your balance. Am I right? I'm serious. They watch the eating the habit. They make sure they never gain the weight they're supposed to be. They make sure that they drink enough water. They make sure that they eat healthy. Now, how about us as a Christian? On this walk, are we focused to make sure our physical body are well fit for this race? Now, God created us, and He gave us a beautiful diet of vegetarian. And we still want to race in a way that a little meat is in the herd. It's shortening your lifespan. You couldn't finish a race. So many disease and problems happen, and you couldn't make it. You see, look at Daniel. Daniel was on the race. He wanted to challenge himself with all the other Babylonians. He said, I'm going to be vegetarian for 10 days and see what God will do. Guess what? He will be alert, and he more wise than anyone else. You see, if you're on this race, I'm telling you, diet is very important. Your physical well-being is very important. And Satan knows that very well, my friend. Don't think that Satan does not know that. That's why Satan tempted Adam and Eve about eating. That's right. Today, very same thing. He's going to try to block your mind, make you weak, make you sick, that you cannot finish the race. That you can say, you know, I don't want to continue with this race. I'm getting sick. You can't be sick in this race. But Satan's going to make you sick. High blood pressure, cholesterol problem, you couldn't do it. You want to give up. But God said, change it. Whatever it takes, change it. Because the race is starting. And finish line ahead, you got to get back on track. How about you and I? Are we should be more better than these trainers in our Christian race? You got to watch it. Because the devil has loved to take you out of the race. He loved to do that. And that's why we have to be focused on everything before. And so when if you sin, God say He can forgive us. Get back on the race. Don't let the enemy tell you that you go too far off. You cannot get back on the race. I don't care. I don't care how far you get off. I don't care how messed up your life is. You can get back on this race. Don't let the devil tell you that. First of all, he tried to take you out of the race and later on say you don't have gut to get back. You don't have the strength to get back. The Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I can do all things. Nothing is impossible. Don't ever think that Jesus is impossible to change your life. He can do that. If you give your life to Him. And so, now, I am this race, and I'm share with you that I was way outside of this race for many years. But as I get back on the race, I know what it's to take to get back on the race. But some people on the race running with me say, you know what? I want to try something in the world that I have not tried before. You don't have to try to smoke to know it's bad. You don't have to. I don't know how many Christians tell me, you know what? You have tasted. I want to taste what it's like. Boy, don't taste it. I have gone on the race for many years with many people. Matter of fact, some people didn't make back in the race today. People still lost in the world. Today is very sad that you and I in the race. How many people are around you that not in the race with you today? How many people is not in the church today? How many people are neglecting the Bible? How many people reject the Christian faith? You know. Is it hurt you? That's our brother and sister. I know him very well. I know her very well. What happened? I couldn't convince them to get back on this race. It's hurt, and sometimes we have to cry it out for it. We ask for it. If I come dear to me, what about my family member? How about your family member? Is some of them still in the race? Are they losing their focus? And they let the physical persuasion that they start to losing the race, they not fit on this race. I see people everywhere. It's so sad. God have given us enough evidence to say how to be fit for this race. But people not. They look at the world more than they look at Jesus. There's so much temptation in this world, so much temptation. You know, when you're in the race, you got to spend that time to practice. You know? You got to spend that time to read the Word of God. You got to spend the time to kneel down and ask God for help. Ask God for strength. Matter of fact, I came back in this week, and I studied the Word of God, and I read the Great Controversy, the Vietnamese, and the English, and I saw something is different. I couldn't figure it out. This is not right translation. This is quote from the Bible, but from King James Version. I look at other version, it's different. I couldn't figure it out. What can I do now? What I'm trying to share with you, there's something that is so hard to translate, so hard to understand. But you know what? I got to put my heart into it. I need to pray. I step away for a few hours. I come back to it, and God give me some strength to continue. That's what you need. You take a little break, but you have to come back. Today, so many people, when they don't understand the Word of God, they forsake it. Let it go. Is there something that is hard to understand? Is something hard to follow? People talk about the Sabbath. It's hard to follow. No. Don't let the world try to prove to you that's a wrong day. I study for myself. I start to frown night. Don't let people say, oh, the doctrine you learn is wrong. No, you got to stick to the Word of God. You got to continue. Don't let it go. And what I'm trying to tell you, there's many people that need to spend time. And we're too tired. We don't spend time. Friday night, you know, Saturday night, special Friday night. You know, Friday night we start, stay up late and do something else. And by Sabbath morning, go to church and we don't have the strength. We're not alert. Sabbath day is the day God will give you the spiritual strength. Get you extra blessing and you're not awake to receive it. You see? You understand? Sometimes we waste so much time on something else. We waste time watching commercials on television. We waste too much time to hang around or playing video games. My friend, the time we need to put upon get back on the race. We're not going to win this race if we don't study, if we don't put our effort into it. You got to put the effort into it. Think about them. Think about all these athletics. They have to put the time into it in order to win. Shouldn't you and I should be even more diligent than that? I ask God, please forgive me if I waste my time. I want to put that time back where it belongs. Do not waste time. That's what Paul said, do not waste a minute of your life. Do not waste a minute. So how about finish the race? You run, you focus, don't let the world persuade you, but you're going to finish. God say he will give reward those finish. Read with me in the book of, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Right? 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 7 say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Let me ask you, did Paul have bruises when he tried to run this race? Yeah? I'm telling you, we run this race, we're going to have a bruise. Sometimes a lot of blood come out. I'm telling you, it's not easy race. God said, yes, it's hard. Now, if these athletic in the Winter Olympic, they're willing to have a broken bone in order to enter the Olympic, how much more are we should be? Doesn't matter. I don't care if I have bruise. I'd rather see myself finish line, cross the finish line with bruise than have everything perfectly and not cross the finish line. You know? You want to run a Christian race here and you want to have everything go smooth? No. Paul going through so many times, shipwreck, got beat up 39 beat, one more beat to 40. How many times? He about almost died, but he kept up the faith. How about you and I? When we go on this Christian faith, people will reject you. You will lose your friend. You will lose a lot of money, you know, to buy clothes, to pass out, you know. But we... doesn't matter how much it takes. We want to finish that. And then you might say, heaven is cheap enough. It's cheap enough. It's possible. You will be so proud of yourself you cross the finish line. That's Paul said, you know, you don't know how much, how good I feel when I cross the finish line. Do you know how good you feel when you cross the finish line? Does it matter you walk or you crawl? Doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you finish, you feel proud. Paul said this, and continue, verse 8, say, finally, there is laid for me the crown of righteousness, not gold medal, but crown of righteousness, which the Lord of righteous judge will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to those who love his appearing. Today, people race for that gold medal. That's only temporal. But you and I will race for that crown of glory. That's eternal life. That's even more valuable. You and I in that race, are you looking?